T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Give up looking for my baby.
Been around the world and I
What? What was that?
What do you mean?
That disgusting noise.
What are you talking about? Lisa Stansfield? She's brilliant.
No, Lisa Hawkman. That's who I heard.
You jumped to life there.
My goodness gracious.
Been around the world and I.
Oh.
I can't find my baby.
She's at the house.
Your house?
I'm taking my lady, man.
Let me give the code word here so that people have a chance at winning $1,000. Time for your chance to win Channing's change. The word this hour is pancake. Pancake.
Waffles are better. Better.
Bettle.
Bettle. Awful
You're having a rough one today,
I'm
man.
Having a rough one, man. Running around, talking to people, man. Gotta
pancake. P-A-N-C-A-K-E. Text the word pancake right now to 72881, and you have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word pancake right now, 72881. You have a chance at winning $1,000. Your next chance to win will be tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word pancake right now to 72881. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he is the starting Dolphins quarterback for Sunday. Nikosi Perry, starting Miami Hurricanes quarterback on Saturday. And Ryan Tannehill is the starting Tennessee Titans quarterback on Sunday. Not a huge surprise either. We saw that coming the moment that he signed with them. So
yep.
That was kind of – they had writing on the wall on that one. And I actually – are you rooting for him to do well?
Yes.
You want them to win, though. Do you want him to lead the Titans to victory?
Yes, I do. For him and Cam Wake, I do.
Oh, for Cam Wake. Ooh, you just put a –
You want Tannehill to fail still?
Not that I want him to fail, but do I want to see him lead? Like, do you want to see him lead the Titans to the playoffs?
Yes,
you do.
Yeah, why not? Well, you're the dude that breaks up with the girl and wants her to go to jail. Live her life and enjoy another man.
No, I got no problem with that. But like, you want everyone that's ever played or left for the Dolphins to do well wherever they are? Like, I don't feel that way about everybody. I do about Cam Wake. Like,
but not
Ryan Tannehill? He wasted 7 years of my life.
But he didn't waste 7 years of life. It's not like he was kidnapping him. They stuck with him that long. They gave him $100 million. What did you want him to say? No?
No, I'm not blaming him, but he still stole 7 years of my life. Like, they gave him first-round money because he was a first-round pick.
Yes.
And he never was able to lead us to the playoffs except for one season where he was injured by the end, and it was Matt Moore that took the reins. But it's just like I blame Dan Day for making me watch that crappy movie. He didn't make the movie, but he told me to watch it. I watched it, wasted 2 hours of my life.
One thing you always say.
He's proud of it, too.
One thing you always say. With Tannehill, we made excuses for him after excuses for him. If he leads the Titans to the playoffs, those excuses might have been reasons he wasn't winning in Miami.
Well, then the context completely changes. Yes, because we've had context for his performance or lack of performance over each season. I got talked earlier, coordinators, receivers, offensive line woes, like a whole bunch of stuff. And, yeah, if he goes – because Titans haven't been able to do anything on offense with Mariota. So if he goes in there – and then leads them, you know, what are they right now?
2-4, and they're in the AFC South. The Texans are 4-2. The Colts are 3-2. They're not going to the playoffs.
Well, no, I mean, they're only two games back, right? I mean, I'm not saying that they look like they could make a run there, but they are 2-4, and the Chargers, they're playing the Chargers, who I don't think are very good, by the way. I'm done with the Chargers, so they're 2-4 as well.
But it was like when JT went to the Jets, and everybody started asking, like, oh, damn. Do you want him to do good?
Him, I did, yeah.
Why is it different?
Because he was Defensive Player of the Year. Like,
but
he was.
I know, but now a better player leaves. Like, a Hall of Famer leaves you. You want him to succeed, but an okay
thing,
player
leaves.
Same thing. You don't want him to succeed?
It's the same thing. It's not that he was an okay player. It was like he didn't deliver what he was supposed to deliver. Cam Wake delivered sacks. Jason Taylor delivered sacks. Zach Thomas went to Kansas City, rooted for him there. He delivered everything that he needed to deliver. Ryan Tannehill never delivered.
This is so like Rand McMichael in San Diego. You wanted him to be good.
Absolutely.
Chris Chambers went to San Diego.
Absolutely.
So Tannehill's the only ex-Dolphin you want to fail?
No. Did you want Mike Wallace to go on and have a great career?
Yes.
Really?
Why not, dog? Like, they're not.
What did he do for us?
They're not yours anymore, so you don't want them to be successful?
But I don't care. Like, I'm not rooting for his success. Like,
yes,
you're,
I wanted them to be
you're
successful.
You're actively rooting for Mike Wallace's success.
Yeah, just like, but.
Because he gave you three seasons of great receiver action.
It's
like,
I guess I don't get caught up. I want Julio Jones to do well. I want Golden Tate to do well.
Well, so do I, but I don't have any attachment to them.
And that's what I'm saying. When a player leaves here, they're just another NFL free agent to me. Like, I don't put what they did or didn't do for the Dolphins in front of them just being a football player.
Oh, yeah, I would totally disagree with that. So, like you think that Bears fans want Cody Parkey to go out somewhere and do well?
You didn't want him anymore. Let him live. Let him
but
live
he,
his
But
life.
He cost them a playoff berth. He had a double doink. He cost them a playoff berth. Like, you think they're rooting for him because he's no longer theirs?
But now you hate him forever?
No one's talking about hate.
Or you don't want him to be successful.
I don't care for his – Yeah, I'm not actively rooting for his success. I'm actively rooting. Like, I think week one, Cam Wake was Defensive Player of the Week.
Balled out.
Wasn't he?
Two sacks, a safety.
Like,
yeah.
Week one, yeah, I was rooting for him. I'm still rooting for him. I don't want to see Ryan Tannehill as Offensive Player of the Week for the Titans.
Is this my player fandom mid-ground that I have to find out right now? Text it in, because I might be totally wrong with the fandom thing. Because think about, as a player, I saw 25 guys leave the team every year. And so I had no attachment to them with the dog. It's just,
but
go
don't
do
get
your
it,
thing.
Don't get it twisted that you're rooting for someone to fail if you're not rooting for them to succeed. I'm talking about where you're rooting for a guy to succeed. I could care less what Ryan Tannehill does in Tennessee. I just don't care. I'm not rooting for him to succeed.
You care more about Patrick Mahomes than Tannehill?
Do I care more about him?
Do you cheer for Patrick Mahomes?
I enjoy watching him. Yeah, I don't enjoy watching Ryan Tannehill. I watched him for seven seasons. I didn't enjoy it when it was down here. I certainly am not going to enjoy it when he's in Tennessee.
Even like a Dak. That's my thing.
Yeah, Dak's exciting to watch.
So, but do you want Dak to succeed? Do you want Patrick to succeed?
Them to succeed? Like, I don't have an attachment to Kansas City. I don't have an attachment to Dallas or whatever. It doesn't. I don't care. Like, I like seeing greatness, but I like seeing greatness in the NBA as well. I like seeing greatness on the baseball diamond, on the hockey, on the ice. Like, but I root for the Dolphins. Root for guys that have meant something to me. Like, when Dwayne Wade went to Chicago, I was rooting for Dwayne Wade. When Dwayne Wade went to Cleveland, I was rooting for Dwayne Wade. He delivered to me more than I could ever ask for as a sports fan, right? Ryan Tannehill didn't. Sorry. Like, he didn't.
He brought you so much happiness, you want him to
absolutely
be happy.
And to be quite honest, like, Patrick Mahomes, he brings me happiness too. Like, that. Like, I mean, it's amazing to watch what he does.
Patrick Mahomes, Kyle Allen, even the young quarterback, the Kirk Cousins, the Carson Wentz, and Tannehill, they're all in my mind, they're all the same. Like, they're the same bucket to me. Like, Tannehill being here for 7 years – it meant nothing to me that he's not here anymore.
First text I looked at, F. Tannehill can't stand that loser.
You know what? I think I'm wrong.
You might
be
on an island on this one. You want to guess what the line is? The game's in Tennessee. It's Tennessee hosting the L.A. Chargers. So it's Ryan Tannehill against Phillip Rivers.
Titans 1-point favorite?
Titans 2-point favorite.
Chargers.
I think the Chargers are so bad, though. Didn't we bet the Chargers the other night?
And
it was like a Sunday night or a Monday night game.
Yeah, Sunday night against the Steelers.
Phillip Rivers, he's trying to fight cornerbacks.
Like, he's fighting everyone. That game.
And you know what?
You want to guess what the over-under is on that game?
22?
39.5, which is really low. I mean, that's a low total
right there. The Steelers ran the ball like 35, 40 times on them. Tennessee, you know what? Tennessee can run the ball, too. They got big Derrick Henry.
And isn't it that spark thing? Like
Does Tannehill bring a spark?
I think he does, because I think the fans and the coaching staff were just so tired of Mariota. Like, this is a big deal for them. Like, they were talking about it on Good Morning Football. Like, this is the end of the era for Marcus Mariota. You're talking about a former number one pick. What did he go overall?
Wasn't he two, right? Two behind overall, Jameis?
Right, yeah.
Jameis and him.
So it was one, two, yeah. So
he might have been three. He might have been three. He was in the top five, though, for
I mean, you're talking about a guy who has to deliver and didn't. Like, they're kind of telling you that they're done for good. This didn't seem like a, you know, like a one-game decision. It's a really interesting thing that's
so
going on
there.
They're
2-4 now. They'll end up over 500.
They'll be like a...
Yeah, they will.
I think like a 7-9.
That's what Tannehill does now.
8-8.
Now, you're upset about those 7 years. Let's take them with what we've seen. You know Tannehill's going to win some games.
We never had a season like we're having right now.
No.
Never had a season with Tannehill like we're having right now.
If Tannehill was on this team, no chance that we haven't won a game.
Right.
Tannehill would have won one or two of these games.
But he's 8-8 in our division. Like, he's playing the Bills and the Jets two times a year. Like, now he has to play the Texans. He has to play the Colts. It's a different division. Like, I don't see how he's going to end up at over 500 with a bad Tennessee Titans.
But you make some points. Tannehill is a 500 quarterback.
They'll be 7-9, 8-8. They really will. And what's going to happen in Tennessee? Well, we talked about having a writer on from Tennessee, and I was like, bleep it. But what's going to happen there? He's going to show some flashes, and then they're going to have to decide, do we go into next season with him as our guy? Or do we draft a quarterback? And he's the kind of guy that fools you for a long time.
Yep. And he's going to go into 2-6. He's going to get him to 8-8. And they're going to say, man.
If you had started him at the beginning of the season, you'd maybe have a 9-7, 10-6 team. Yeah.
That's what he does. He's going to do it to him. Tannehill is going to Tannehill the Titans, just like he Tannehill does.
Let's very quickly get headlines from Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The NFL's commissioner, Roger Goodell, he spoke today and said he sees no evidence that the Dolphins or anybody in the NFL are tanking.
Right, but he hasn't watched a game yet, he also said. But they have the owners' meetings are going on in Fort Lauderdale. And by the way, we're going to speak with Adam Beasley in less than an hour. He's at the owners' meetings in Fort Lauderdale today, so we'll hear what he has to say. What else you got, Solana?
Roger Federer announces he'll compete in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics in search of the one title he's never won. Of course, he has all four Grand Slams. He's never won the gold in the men's singles at the Olympics.
All right, very good. Anything else? Really?
The ALCS Game 4 was postponed earlier today. The game
was moved. I don't know how long tennis has been an Olympic sport, so it might have eluded him because it wasn't an Olympic sport. Has it been an Olympic sport for a long time?
Yeah, I believe so.
Has it? I don't know.
What were you saying? Surprised me that Federer never won it.
I thought maybe it just hasn't been an Olympic sport.
He's won silver before. Oh, he has? Since I've been alive, it's definitely been an Olympic sport.
Really? Tennis, Olympic.
Solana could be lying now.
Yeah.
There's a good chance.
Let's see. Tennis had a long Olympic history but withdrew from the program in 1924, returned as a medal sport in 1988. So, it's been around for a long time. All right, what else, Solana?
I have an update on Coach Tony Fiorentino's Twitter account.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, please, because you got us nervous at the beginning of the show. Tony Fiorentino seems to have deactivated his Twitter account.
Well, there's an update, guys. So when you go to @TonyHeatWC3X, which was Tony's handle, great handle, by the way, Coach Tony, always bringing it hot. It's now G.LecLurk. It's a French account. Very weird account. I wouldn't really scroll through it if you have children around you.
Do you think it's LeClerc?
LecLurk.
LecLurk. Do you think it might be LeClerc? Is there an L and a Q in there?
Looks like Coach Tony got hacked.
Oh, really?
Old folks got weak passwords.
And you know what? He's 100% right.
Yeah.
What was Coach Tony's password?
I mean, it had to be Mustache1.
Yes. His wife's middle name, something so
You're
easy.
You're 100% correct. Yeah, that's we Crowder solved the mystery. Yeah. How did Tony Fiorentino's Twitter get hacked? His password was, you know,
Pat Riley.
I heart heat. You know, it's like something super, super obvious.
I can pick my dad's password. Give me three chances every time. You ain't gonna get it, champ.
Guacamole.
You ain't gonna get it, Daddy Randolph. Damn it, Chinta. He got it. It's the craziest thing in the world, man.
That's great. All right, so you believe it's been hacked, and do we have an estimated time that his Twitter account will be back up?
We don't.
Okay, well, let's have that appears, at 5 o'clock.
Okay, yeah, on it.
anything else, Solana?
Yeah, and finally, on this day in 1976, Disco Duck by Rick Dees and his cast of idiots hit number one on the Billboard charts.
I saw that on your show sheet. Do you have the song? Can we maybe play it coming back to the next segment?
I don't know if we have it, but I can probably get it. Didn't we give DBJ Disco Duck?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of my favorite novelty songs because it was a DJ that made it.
Terrible.
I mean, I feel like you might. We should really play your song again in the next segment because you're following in Rick D's footsteps.
This is what we gave DBJ.
Look at me, I'm the Disco Duck.
Did he ever do it?
No, he never did.
Let's put it back on the list for this week since it's the anniversary of the song. He's coming on with us tomorrow. Let's put it back on the list. That'll be a good one. All right. So we'll play Solana's song in the next segment. You got to do weather?
Yeah, weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. It's not raining. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information and for the best. What happened? And for the best poker promotions,
that was the best weather you ever gave.
In South Florida, visit Hialeah Park Poker Room. Come win your share of $350,000 in monthly high hand giveaways. That's more than $10,000 a day in high hands. Why play anywhere else? Visit HialeahPark.com for more info.
Text in, what is Tony Fiorentino's Twitter password? 67974. Just interested what you think it is. Football season is here. Hockey season is here. Basketball season is here. You're going to want to make Dave & Buster's in Hollywood your sports watching headquarters. We love that place, Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. We do a bunch of events there. They've got dozens of flat screens and projection TVs, but they've also got a 42-foot TV. I always say it with amazement, but you really can't grasp how big this screen is till you walk in there and watch a game. So if you're thinking about watching, you know, Thursday night football tomorrow night or college football on Saturday, pro football on Sundays, imagine watching it on a 42-foot screen. That is sports heaven. And so for every game, you want to be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. They've got a great happy hour as well. Cocktails are half price during happy hour. That's Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. So guess what? Happy hour is already rolling at Dave & Buster's. And then Sunday through Thursday, they have a late night happy hour, 10 p.m. until close. Amazing specials for football season. But I'm telling you, if you're looking for a place, a lot of people don't know how great that sports bar is at Dave & Buster's. If you're looking for a place to watch hockey, basketball, football, pro football, college football, Dave & Buster's with that 42-foot screen makes it a slam dunk. Talk about Dave & Buster's in Hollywood between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95 in the Oakwood Plaza. Dave & Buster's, eat, play, drink, watch. Going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of the highly downloaded Hockman and Crowder Show. Sing it, Crowder.
All the ladies were treating me right.
This was a disco song. Lost it on the show sheet.
In the club.
1976, this song hit number one on the Billboard charts.
Huh, so, like, in 76, you slide in the club, you grab a drink, you hollering at a woman, and Disco Duck turns on.
Well, again, I was 6 years old, so I don't know, but I guarantee you.
Lie.
I guarantee if you ask your dad, like, he won't play it, crank it up.
I'm the Disco Duck!
Come on, bro, I can't believe that.
If you
this.
Yeah, that's the duck.
So you in the lady's ear and Daffy Duck is talking
disco
in you.
Disco Duck.
Oh, they got women in the background.
Disco.
Bro, I can't believe that.
Disco Duck. I don't think your dad would remember the name, but if you played this song for your dad, he would absolutely say, yep, that song was banging in the clubs.
So folks were snorting coke listening to Disco Duck?
Hey, man. Number one on the Billboard charts.
Like Billboard.
Number one. And that's when the Billboard charts actually meant something.
Yeah.
And Rick Dees was a disc jockey in Los Angeles. This was just made as a novelty record. And then all of a sudden, it just climbed the charts, which Solana's song his collabo with DBJ may go. I'm going to play that for you in a second. I want to talk quickly about All-American Roofing. Is that who I'm supposed to talk about here, All-American Roofing?
Yes, sir.
Double check.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's how we get the downloads.
I like that paper copy, though.
Yeah,
I enjoy that.
All-American Roofing, those are my friends. And if you're thinking about your roof, I always say think first about All-American Roofing. Maybe you've noticed a little roof leak, maybe a little discoloration in the ceiling. You want to ignore it, but you know that you can't ignore it, right? You can't go through hurricane season after hurricane season playing with fire knowing that you got a little roof leak. So don't take a chance on that. All-American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help. Whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair, estimates are always free. And they use Y-Green financing. If you need home improvement financing, Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security, savings, and comfort for you and your family. So call All-American Roofing today, 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Trying to see if I can get our program director, Len, to come in here and
don't get me in no trouble.
Wag that disapproving finger.
That's Hawk, Len. I will tell.
Enjoy that sound.
I'm a damn snitch.
So Don Bailey Jr. Did some funny calls for us. We played it yesterday. Might have been around this time. We played it earlier in the show. But yesterday, if you heard it, you didn't hear the banger that Alejandro Solana put together. And I would submit to you that this might be Rick D's style, because Lizzo's hot right now, you know, and disco was hot back then. He jumped on the craze. So play the actual call from the game. Do you have that, the long call from the game?
Yeah, but do you want first what we gave him?
No, because I think we all know the Lizzo song. So we gave him, you know, blame it on my juice, blame it on my juice, yeah. And he did it the week before, which was the Vodtech game, and he did it terribly. And so we reassigned it to him. Mm-hmm. We're like, you have to do this again. And so here's how it ended up sounding in the broadcast.
Promising avenue for Virginia, trying to take the lead. Inside and ball loose. There's a fumble.
Yes.
And Miami has it.
Yes.
Manny's got it, I believe. Miami has the football. Fumble. There's a tussle for the ball. Let's see. It is Miami football. Trajan Bandy has it. He's got to take the turnover chain. A turnover by Virginia. Miami gets the football back.
Got to blame it on my juice. Blame it. Blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, yee.
You think you nailed that one?
Pretty damn close.
That's my favorite part of it. Do you think you nailed that one? DBJ goes, pretty damn close. Like, he knew it. He was feeling it.
I was good.
He was feeling it. So Solana went into the lab, took the actual Lizzo song, took some DBJ lines, even took a line from Turner Davidson, that little laugh. Yeah. Somehow we have that and Oswald Cobblepot available at a moment's notice.
I have a name. Oswald Cobblepot.
It's the strangest niche I've carved out in my life. At any moment, I can call for Danny DeVito as the Penguin.
I am a man. I have a name. Oswald Cobblepot.
Enjoy it.
And at any moment, I can call for the new kicker for the Miami Hurricanes to laugh.
Yeah. Kick it.
Somebody texts in, a bunch of people are texting in the what they think the password is for Tony Fiorentino's Twitter account. I hate Hassan 1.
Had some good ones on there.
Mount Vernon, yeah.
Eric Reed washed.
They got rid of the wrong guy. One.
Three rings, Wade 3.
XOXO 4 Spo.
Mustachio Pistachio.
That's so great. So here is the song that Alejandro Solana created with Don Bailey Jr.'s fine work.
Hi. Blame it. Yee, yee, yee. Blame it. Ya, ya, yee.
You think you nailed that one?
Gotta blame it on my juice. Blame it. Blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta blame it on my juice. Blame it. Blame it on my juice. Yeah, 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 yeah. Gotta blame it on my juice. Yeah. Hi. Blame it. Yeah.
Really good, man.
Hi.
Hi. It's really good.
Hi.
Play that line, can you? This is, we gave up. Play the actual Miss Purdy line. This is from Friday After Next. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us tomorrow, by the way, and we have a good list of stuff to give him. Is Manny Diaz going to join us tomorrow as well?
I believe at 2:35, Manny Diaz will be joining us
so
tomorrow.
So it looks like Manny Diaz will join us tomorrow. We're going to be at Offerdahl's in Fort Lauderdale on Las Olas. John Offerdahl is going to hang out with us for a while tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be a show,
man. I'm excited.
So Manny Diaz, we're expecting tomorrow as well. So one of the lines we gave DBJ was from Friday After Next. It was Miss Purdy.
Oh, yeah. Craig, tell your fine daddy I said, ah.
Absolutely love that. So here is how Don Bailey Jr. pulled that off in the game.
Oh, yeah. Craig, tell your fine daddy I say, hi.
Hi. So great. Hi.
It's one of my favorites of all time.
That is great. We've got some giveaways to do. I've got a $50 gift certificate for Caneswear. You know, I always talk about them on the radio. Mm-hmm. You got all the Canes merchandise. You got the Dolphins merchandise there, Panthers merchandise there. Next segment, Solana. Should we do that in the next segment?
Yeah, that works.
That's a very good prize.
It
that
really is
$50 at Caneswear in Davie on University Drive.
I'm not big on the Cane stuff, but I get all my Dolphin stuff from there.
That's
too.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a Gator and all, but you can go to Caneswear even as a Gator. I'm
and then they've
you
got
that.
They've got the nasty Gator stuff in there too. You
yeah,
know the peeing
seen,
on a Gator
yeah,
or something
I
like
see
that.
See all y'all's funny little shirts.
Always funny. So we'll give away that $50 gift certificate in the next segment. You got to be listening. $50 at Caneswear. Someone's gonna win it next.
The Stone Crabs are back in season.
Let's go.
Let's go Stone Crabs. If you love Stone Crabs as much as we do, get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have all the sizes, and they have the best price around, the freshest every size and the best price you're going to find anywhere on Stone Crabs at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They still have all the other delicious stuff, the lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey, all the lobsters, all the shrimp, all the fish, 20 different species of fish, the wild game back in the freezer, the alligator, the venison, the frog legs, but the stone crabs are here. Call them in advance and tell them what you want. What size stone crab? They'll call you back and tell you when your order's ready to pick up. Give them a call for anything now. Order. Go to DelawareChicken.com. See the entire menu. Call for your stone crabs or call for your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night dinners, 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged already when you get there, saving you time. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you delicious food, Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And right now, some of the deals that I took advantage of recently. The Argentinian red shrimp, only $9.99 a pound. The turkey chili is amazing. $7.99 a pound. Try the turkey chili. You're going to fall in love. I fell in love. And this is crazy. These are 1951 prices. Chicken leg quarters, if you buy 5 pounds or more, 99 cents a pound. You're not finding meat for under a dollar. Only at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, you'll find prices like this. DelawareChicken.com is that website. Get down to Delaware, 441 one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, get your stone crabs and tell them Crowder sent you.
I had tweeted out, you know, congratulations to us for getting 1 million downloads this calendar year. We just got the numbers. And so somebody tweeted, congratulations, guys. You have a great show. I love listening to it on the way home. The DBJ segments are classic. And then he follows it up with a tweet that says, if you have Channing's Hey Nick story on demand with that radio.com app, tweet me a link, please. Hey Nick! Hey, Nick.
Big Truck wasn't having that long-ass conditioning test. Let him have it.
All right, someone in the next segment is going to win a $50 gift card for Dave and Buster's, for Caneswear. I'm jumping the gun there. That's what I want to do in the 5 o'clock hour. $50 gift certificate for Caneswear in Davie. Someone's going to win it in the next segment on Hockman and Crowder. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Hockman and Crowder, simulcast extravaganza. So I've got that gift certificate for Caneswear I'm going to give away in this segment, so don't go anywhere. I saw a really interesting tweet today from Rob Pizzola, our professional sports gambler. He said this morning, I always love looking back on early season NFL spreads just to see how out to lunch we are, because, you know, they'll do spreads for all 16 weeks before the season starts, just kind of anticipating what the spreads might be or whatnot. San Francisco and Cincinnati week 2 before the season was pick 'em. That's funny. Nobody San Francisco, we've decided, right, that they're legit.
Biggest surprise of the NFL season.
Yeah, probably, right? I'm trying to think.
There's no terrible teams that you thought were going to be good.
You're talking about upside surprise.
I'm talking about both ways. We knew.
Atlanta's a little bit of a downside surprise, right?
The Bills? Ooh.
The Bills is a good one, too. I'm guessing you're not buying them the way that you really weren't buying. I'm still not buying New Orleans. I'm buying San Francisco now.
I'm buying San Fran, and I'm coming around on the Bills after I saw them play the Patriots. That's when I saw them play the Patriots to a 6-point game, even though they lost, was like 16-10, I believe. I was like, you know what? This Bills team might be legit. And Josh Allen, he's not running for 140 yards this year. Now there, he's starting to develop a little bit. You know what? I bought it on the Bills. They'll probably make the playoffs as a wild card team.
What about Kyler Murray? I don't know if any of you watched the last couple games of the Cardinals, but
I think he was named Offensive Player of the Week this week.
He threw some dimes, and like we were making fun of him when he came out of the tunnel.
Oh my God, did he look short? Yeah.
That team is actually not terrible. They're in a tough division, and he's looked not great, but he's looked okay.
He looks okay, but he's still little as hell. I still laugh at him.
Bengals at 0-6? Is that a surprise?
No, we knew they were terrible.
But 0-6 terrible?
I guess being good is harder than being terrible in my mind.
Good and terrible.
You know what I'm saying? Like, getting bad is easy to get bad. To be undefeated, that's a damn feat. I did not know the 49ers. Remember when John Lynch got that job? They were making fun of him. Come on, man. Kyle Shanahan gets fired from Atlanta. Like, all that happened to 49. Jimmy Garoppolo after a knee injury?
Washington 1-5. Is that a surprise? Case Keenum had some juice with him. And then, Dwayne Haskins. You didn't think they'd be 1-5. I'm with you. I think the 49ers at 5-0 are probably the biggest surprise.
Browns 2-4.
That's a good one, because they don't even look very good.
Is Baker Mayfield good?
I don't know. Statistically, he's not.
No, the numbers wise is terrible. His interceptions are.
And you cannot watch a football game without seeing 6 commercials with him.
That's the whole Richard Sherman thing happens. I was trying to explain it to people. Players that are actually good hate Baker Mayfield.
Right.
It happened to Johnny Manziel. It happened to a lot of players.
Who was that Jets quarterback? He had the picture with the shirt off coming out on the beach. Mark Sanchez.
Yes.
Before he had done anything, people don't like that.
Like, you're looking at a guy like Richard Sherman, who is a perennial Pro Bowler.
Baller.
And Baker Mayfield's making more money off the field than me? Like you're saying, he has the whole commercials where he's at.
Richard Sherman's got the, doesn't he have beef jerky? Doesn't he have the beef jerky commercial?
No. Is it beef jerky or pistachios?
Oh, I think it's pistachios. The elephant. Yeah.
So I'm doing pistachio commercials with an elephant, and this dude has the NFL.com, whatever it is. People hate on those young guys that get all them big deals. The GQ magazine, come on.
Is he
man.
Good, though? Is Baker Mayfield good, like a good quarterback?
No.
He hasn't looked good this year, but to be fair, I kind of feel bad for him because, like, four of his interceptions weren't really his fault.
No, listen, the same thing with Tannehill when he was here. Like, you can give context. Not every sack was the offensive line's fault, but not every sack was Tannehill's fault either. Like, you can give context. But I'm trying to think now. I'm just looking at the standings, like the teams. Where does Baker Mayfield rank in the pantheon of quarterbacks right now?
Lower 20s.
Better than Dak?
Baker?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I'm just looking at the – I'm going through the divisions here. Carson Wentz?
No.
Danny Dimes? Daniel Jones?
No. No. 5 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
Redskins, so Case Keenum? He's better than Case Keenum?
Take out those 4 tip-ups, 5 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. 5 touchdowns through 6 games.
With OBJ, Jarvis Landry,
Njoku.
David Njoku.
And a running game.
No, Njoku's been on the IR since week 2. So
In week 2, I don't even know if Njoku scored before. Like, come on, man. This dude isn't good.
Is he better than Case Keenum?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, he's better than Keenum.
I think he's still in that Dak Prescott range. Like,
just did 4 teams in the NFC East, and we had him worse than 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
49ers, so Garoppolo?
Oh,
no.
Jimmy's way better than him.
Russell Wilson?
No. He's the MVP candidate.
Jared Goff?
No.
No. Kyler Murray?
No. Kyler hasn't had these mistakes.
Come on.
11 picks?
Okay, but it's week 6.
But, and 11 picks?
Let me get through these teams. He might be one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Kirk Cousins?
No.
Mitch Trubisky?
Hmm.
That's a toss-up.
Yeah, Mitch had it.
He's been injured the last couple of weeks, though.
He's looked terrible.
He's looked terrible.
The Bears thought they had a diamond, right? And they don't. He's looked
terrible. Matt Stafford?
No. You see what
Stafford's better.
That looked good last night.
Teddy Bridgewater?
No.
Got to go with Bridgewater. I mean, he's putting up W's.
4-0.
Cam Newton or who's the guy that's starting now?
Kyle Allen? Kyle Allen got him.
Right? I mean, he's looked better. Jameis?
That's an argument.
Matt Ryan.
No. The Falcons are terrible, but Matt Ryan's not playing that bad.
And then you get to the AFC. Tom Brady.
Mm-mm.
Josh Allen.
No.
Sam Darnold. I mean, you don't really know at this point, but you'd have to think about it.
Hasn't played enough ball.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Just listen to this. Regular season. 56% completion. 1,500 yards, 5 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Solana, that is terrible. I could pull off these numbers.
Patrick Mahomes.
Man, Patrick Mahomes should throw him.
Derek Carr.
You couldn't even pick off Baker, probably.
Derek Carr.
With 11 picks, I get lucky. Put myself against Baker.
Joe Flacco.
He might have old Joe.
Phillip Rivers.
No.
Lamar Jackson.
Hell no.
Who's the Steelers quarterback now? Mason Rudolph.
The Duck Hunter, whatever the Duck
Hunter. Oh, yeah, the Duck Hunter guy.
Hodges,
yeah. Something Hodges.
I go with Mayfield there.
I go with Baker over the third stringer.
Andy Dalton?
Toss-up.
It's a toss-up, which is the weirdest thing.
Let me look at Andy's numbers.
Deshaun Watson?
Hell no.
Jacoby Brissett?
No. No.
Gardner Minshew?
No. No.
And Ryan Tannehill / Marcus Mariota. I just went through every team in the league there. I think Baker Mayfield won. I think Baker Mayfield might be one of the worst 5 quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Andy Dalton sitting 0-6. He has more yards. He has a better completion percentage. He has more touchdowns. He has less interceptions.
Right, but he doesn't have Nick Chubb.
Who?
I'm saying, like, Andy Dalton doesn't have a guy like Nick Chubb to hand the ball off to. Like, if you
know,
you're making a case for Andy Dalton.
Because
Andy Dalton
doesn't have the run game Baker has.
But having a good run game is a benefit for a quarterback.
No, agreed. But at the same time, like, Andy Dalton is able to go out there, sling the ball. They're giving him more opportunities to throw. Like, if Baker had that opportunity because he didn't have a stud at running back, maybe the numbers would be more in his favor.
He still hasn't looked good, though, when he does
I'm not defending Baker Mayfield. I just do think it's a case of we've only been through 6 weeks. The Browns, as a team, haven't played well, and they've been in games. They also haven't gotten the benefit of good refereeing either. Like, I think the season goes out, the numbers will average themselves out, and he'll be middle of the pack.
He's thrown the ball. Andy Dalton's only thrown the ball 40 more times than Baker. And if you throw the ball more, you should have more interceptions, correct? He has half of Baker's interceptions.
Right.
He has five. Baker has 11. He has seven touchdowns. Baker has five. Like
I think he's one of the top, like, bottom five quarterbacks in the league just from the list that we went down there, which is shocking.
And this is – it's surprising to me.
And
I would have never thought after the end of last year it would be the start of this year.
And I'm not saying, by the way, that that's what he's going to be for his career. I'm just saying, like, when we talk about surprise teams
– yeah.
I think you may have nailed it. There's your surprise team right there.
I'll tell you what it is, and we talked about it when we were talking this summer about when did they – didn't they get to, like, the fourth favorite to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they had
moment?
Huge action in
higher.
Vegas.
I think higher, though. What were
the Bears. Bears were number one in for Super Bowl wins in Vegas. Bears were number one. Browns may have been – Browns were certainly in the
three
top
or four.
Five. Yeah.
It's that damn Freddie Kitchens, man. You give this dude a Ferrari, you don't know if he can ride a carriage. You gave him a Ferrari with all this talent on offense. I think it has a lot to do with the coach.
Let me give away this $50 gift certificate for Caneswear. So it's on University Drive in Davie. We absolutely love it there. All your Canes merchandise, all your Dolphins merchandise, all your Panthers merchandise, they've got it right there. So if you want to win $50, what line, Solana, do you want the winner to end up on?
What about line six?
Line six. Mm. Six, six, six. I think we've done it the last 3 days.
Man, I'm a Christian.
786-360-0790 is the number. 786-360-0790. Whoever ends up on line six is going to win $50 at Caneswear in Davie, the spot where Miami fans shop. Adam Beasley covers the Dolphins for the Miami Herald. He's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour in about 10 minutes. He's at the owners' meetings in Fort Lauderdale for the NFL, so we can ask him what's going on there. I know a lot of listeners are going to thank me when they hear this, so I want you to listen closely. Listen closely.
Listen closely.
If you're still paying hundreds of dollars a month for Viagra or Cialis, there's some great news. Men's.com is helping listeners with generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost. And I've been talking about this on the radio now for a while, and people say, well, how do they do that? How do they offer it at a fraction of the cost? Men's.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy. That's the way to do it, right? So the pharmacy, by the way, right here in the U.S., so we're talking about FDA-approved stuff. You're not rolling the dice here on something that's on the internet. This is FDA-approved stuff, and since they own the pharmacy, that keeps the prices down. So honestly, if you're already spending hundreds of dollars a month, you're crazy, because the way to go right now is mens.com, and for a limited time, they give you 50% off your first month, and they'll give you your online medical evaluation for free. It's an incredible offer. A doctor will review your questionnaire. If you're eligible, you'll be cleared. They deliver your meds conveniently and discreetly right to your front door. So you don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to have an embarrassing conversation with the doctor. The online process is quick and easy. And again, right now, special offer. The online evaluation at mens.com is free, and they'll take an additional 50% off your first month. Guys, I know there are people listening out right now. Sometimes you need a little help, and there's no shame in that. So whether you want the convenience or it gets shipped to your door, you want to save money because you're already spending too much, or you're just curious about the benefits of generic Viagra or Cialis, mens.com is for you. And I can't say this enough. It's FDA approved. So don't wait. Go there right now. See what it's all about. Take advantage of that 50% off the first month offer as well. Mens.com is the website. M-E-N-S. Mens.com. All right, we're going to talk a little Miami Dolphins football with Adam Beasley next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.